Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 30th, 1984. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
This always summons us to the knowledge and gives us the knowledge that Our Lady and Jesus are approaching within range of our seeing. Now, all about the trees, there's a beautiful light forming, and it's cascading the light upwards, high into the sky over Our Lady's statue. Oh, it's just so beautiful. The light, I can't explain it in human words. There are no words that can fit the beauty of the light that is emanating all about the trees and high now into the heavens. Now, directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky is opening up in a circular pattern of light. It appears that we are having the most beautiful evening. The stars are shining. The sky is clear. And Our Lady and Jesus now, I can see them. They are coming from quite a distance, but they're both coming down together. Our Lady now, I can notice the shining crown upon her head, and Jesus now has tapped her on the shoulder, and he is pointing all about him, bringing attention to Our Lady of all of the wonderful peoples who are here to greet them this evening. Now, Jesus and Our Lady are coming now slowly through the sky downward. I would say now that Jesus and Our Lady are about 15 feet above the statue. Our Lady has on the most beautiful white gown. It has a border of gold of about an inch all about the mantle, the cape, and on her head she has the most beautiful crown. I've always referred to it as the Fatima crown because that's exactly what it looks like. Now, Our Lady is looking about, and it's a little windy up there because even Jesus' cape is being caught in the wind. Jesus has on a burgundy-colored cape, and his gown is an off-white, like a beige. And Jesus has a tie about his neck. It's made of gold. It's a cord-like tie, and that's holding the mantle, Jesus' robe, on his shoulders. He has on a pair of slippers that are sandals. I believe they're made of some type of animal skin because the sandals are open and Jesus would be barefooted but for the sandals. I'm looking over to Our Lady. I notice Our Lady has on very dainty slippers. They're white, but in the center of each instep, there is a little rosette. A beautiful little golden rosette. Now, Our Lady and Jesus are coming closer to us now. Jesus is raising his hand like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now has taken the rosary from about her waist. Our Lady has her rosary wrapped about the cording around her waist, and she's taking it out now, and she's making the sign of the cross like this, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady and Jesus are standing there. Our Lady has placed her hands together like this, in a prayerful stance, and I notice that her rosary, Our Lady's rosary, is dangling from her fingers. She has the crucifix in the palms of her hands, and the rest of the rosary is dangling, and as it is going to and fro from the motion of Our Lady's hands coming upward, all the colors of the rainbow appear to be cascading from the Hail Marys of her rosary. Now Jesus has tapped Our Lady on the shoulder, and he's motioning with his finger to his lips. That means that Our Lady now would like to converse with me privately. Yes. Now Our Lady is touching her lips again with her two fingers, which means that I will listen and repeat. My child and my children, our hearts are heavy this evening because the evils that we have warned you of have accelerated throughout the world. My son's heart is bleeding because of the manner in which his Mass is being celebrated, with neither honor nor sacrifice. My son is not pleased with the manner in which his body and blood is being given to all of the humans upon earth. Communion in the hand has not been and will not be accepted by heaven. This is a sacrilege in the eyes of the Eternal Father and must not be continued, for you only add to your punishment when you continue on in the ways that have been found to be unpleasing to the Eternal Father. Your children have become innocent victims of their elders. Many parents are crying because their children have been taken from them, never to be seen again. I want you to know at this time, my child and my children, that there is a gross cult, a cult in your country now that is taking children from their homes to be grown up in an atmosphere of debauchery. Oh, my children, whatever shall become of you? I have traveled throughout your world, through countless earth years, warning you that you are approaching a most terrible punishment. And how can we stop this now? It has progressed and is too late to be stopped. Oh, my children, I know there are many that cry with me. I go about the world now with tears constantly flowing upon my children. My tears shall not stop, for I know now that all of the cataclysms and all of the floods and all of the droughts shall continue. Mankind must be awakened from their slumbers, for they shall be punished in a way far worse than the human mind could comprehend. I tried to warn you, my children, that there is great talk, and action going on now throughout your country. But the talks will get you nowhere, for they do not talk of the Eternal Father. They talk of peace upon earth where there is no peace. There shall never be peace without your God. No man is a God, and as such, he shall not make himself a God in the eyes of others. Oh, my children, I beg you as your mother to listen to me. My voice grows weak. I have raised up other voice boxes throughout the world now to try to reach those who have not deafened their ears, child, please. We ask you all to keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and the world. Your country, the United States of America, is in great danger for invasion. Already, the plan is in motion. I warn you again, the United States of America is in great danger of invasion. You are surrounded now by the enemy. Do not be misled by your news medias. They are not telling you the full truth. There is much going on that is kept hidden from you. Your country, the United States of America, and also Canada, has been invaded from within. The enemy has worked their way in well. It has taken years, years in which I came to you as your mother and begged you to listen while there was time. But who cared enough to listen? Only those few who we now depend on to go forth and bring the message to the world. The children, the innocent children, are victims of debauchery. The children, many of them shall die. We shall set upon your nation and other nations of the world a mysterious disease. But be it known now, it will not be a mysterious disease, but the hand of the Eternal Father placed down to remove these innocent souls before they are sent into debauchery. Oh, my children, the missing children in your countries are not just missing because they want to be adopted or others wish to take them into their homes as children to be loved. They are being taken to be used in all foul manners. Oh, my children, I beg you as your mother, listen to me. I shall never give up hope that you will listen to me as my tears flow upon you. Our lady now is crying. The tears are just, it's like raining from heaven. The tears are falling down now upon us. I can feel them washing my face. But Blessed Mother, I wish that I could help you in some manner of more sacrifice. Now Jesus is looking down at his mother. She's turned her head away to wipe the tears from her face. And Jesus now is turning towards me and he's placing his first fingers to his lips. My child and my children, my mother, my dear mother, her tears are falling upon the nations, for she knows, as I do, what has befallen mankind and what the future holds. I warn you all now, you are approaching a terrible crisis, a crisis that will involve death. Blood shall flow from the streets of New York soon. My children, that does not mean that you will flee, for you will find it will be of no use to flee the carnage. For you will not be safe anywhere but under the mantle of my mother. And all who wear their scapulars and the rosary will be saved. But all those who cast them aside as superstition shall be lost. My children, you must wear your armor and protect your homes. I have asked you many times to buy your homes to all. But your immediate family and close shrine workers, for those who knock upon your doors will be evil and will be sent there to invade you. Oh, my children, what a world we are looking upon. Never has sin been so sophisticated and accepted as normal. No sin shall go unpunished. I want you to know now there is a heaven, there is a hell, and there is purgatory. And you, my children, of your own free will choose where you will go. No man shall go to hell unless he wants this and accepts it and has turned to Satan as his leader. There are many satanic cults, my child, in your country, in Canada, and in all the nations of the world. Satan has done his work well, but he knows that his time is limited. Therefore, he will now gather more disciples to be among you. You will be given the knowledge, my children, when you wear your scapular and keep your rosary with you. You would be given the knowledge to recognize the face of evil. Though they wear the bodies of men, they are demons in human form. I warn you now, all of those what they call flying saucers, my children, they are not flying saucers. They are vehicles from hell transporting demons from place to place. Though they be spirits, there is a mystery of the living dead that you do not know. They must be transported. They cannot go upon their own. This is a mystery that I shall perhaps in the future give you the knowledge of. My child and my children, you must pray constantly. The sound of prayer is like cymbals clanging to their ears, and they must run and flee from you. So you must keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your life. Your station in life means nothing. You must pray, for you will lose everything, your station, your home, your children, your lives. Oh, my child, if only I could come with words of cheer. But can I deceive you? I am not the deceiver. I must tell you the truth. And the only way you can protect yourselves and your family is by knowing the truth. Keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world, your country, your home, and you will be saved. There is still time to turn back. How much time is given to you? The one grain is beginning to now go through the hourglass. That will tell you, my child and my children, how serious a situation now is upon us. Look up into the sky, my child. Directly over Our Lady's statue, there's a large globe, but it's very black looking and dark. But I know it's a globe of the world with a huge cross on it. But now flames are leaping out from each side of the ball. It looks like the world's afire. It's a frightening thing, the most frightening thing. Oh, God have mercy upon us all. Mercy. Now Our Lady is coming forward, and the burning world is now evaporating. Now Lady is touching her first fingers to her lips. She's still crying. The tears are coming down from her eyes onto us. And I know these tears are falling on many because I can feel them now on my face. I cry. My tears fall upon you, my children. Oh, how blind many are. I love each and every child that has been placed upon earth. But my heart is burdened by those who have been aborted. The Eternal Father sent the little ones upon your earth for a reason, and they were murdered. This shall not be allowed. They were murdered. Any country that allows the murders of the young and the unborn shall be destroyed. Any country that allows homosexuals to roam and to seduce the young shall be destroyed. Any country that has defamed my son in the holy sacrifice of the Mass will be destroyed. My child and my children, I know how concerned you are with the sternness of the message, but you must understand the truth must be told. It is only by truth that you can be saved. Our Lady is pointing over now to her left side. That would be our right side. And over I can see a map. And I know it's a map of Europe, Western Europe. There's something going on there. It has not started, my child, but there will be great confusion and war shall break out in the western part of Germany. Now Our Lady is pointing over to her right side, our left side, and there's another map, and I see Israel and countries about it. They're all aflame, and the way it's circular, it looks like part of the flames that I saw coming out from within the ball before. Wars, my children, are a punishment for man's sins. The war shall increase, and the carnage shall increase, and those who are living will often envy the dead. So great will be the suffering of mankind. All of this suffering, my children, mankind has brought upon himself. When he left the eternal Father, he turned to Satan, and this is his reward. Oh, my children, pray, pray, pray for your vicar. There will be another attempt upon his life. Pray for your vicar. Do not judge him by the medias, for he is a good man with a heart that is soft, and often he can be misled. However, he is a good man, and he is one who I keep now under my mantle for his protection. But we need your prayers, my children, your masses and your sacrifices, if you want him to remain among you. As I say, I will repeat again, there will be another attempt upon his life, and this one, my child, shall be serious. Now Our Lady is going over to our right side, that would be her left side, and she's lifting her rosary, the beautiful golden crucifix with the beads of all colors, and she's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Our Lady now is kissing her crucifix, and she is also touching her first fingers to her lips. My child, you must make it known to all that all of the rosaries blessed this evening and all of the sacramentals shall be used in the future for cures and conversions. Cures of the body and the spirit, conversions of the soul, conversions of unbelievers. This we give to you from our hearts that are filled with love for our children, even those who have turned away from us. We love you all, my children, and we want to save you. That is why my mother has constantly appeared upon earth, because we don't want Satan to have one of our children. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Do not judge them, but pray for them that they have the strength to come from within and out of Satan's grasp. Now Our Lady is making the sign of the cross again, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is coming. Jesus was standing by the tree over on our right side, and he's coming over to Our Lady, and he's placing his arm about her shoulders. Our Lady is crying. It's been many years since I have seen Our Lady cry so much and so hard. And now Our Lady is holding up in her hand a heart. It's actually a pulsating heart, but it's got all knives in it, wounds. See my heart, my child, torn with grief due to the abuses to my son. I love my son, and I want you all to love my son as he loves you all in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We bring these words to you and these words of caution from the Eternal Father. For Satan is loosed upon your earth, and many have already been taken captive by him. Pray and wear your sacramentals. And also, my children, I ask you again to place a crucifix upon your door. Both front and back doors must have a crucifix. I say this to you because there will be carnage within your areas, and this will pass you by if you keep your crucifix upon your doors. My child, Veronica, you will not become duly concerned about finances. As I told you once before, I will see that the needs for my mother's shrine are filled. Now Our Lady and Jesus are rising high into the sky. They're not leaving. They're going to stand there. Our Lady is saying something to Jesus. I can't hear from here. Oh, Our Lady said they are not leaving. They will be here. And you must continue with your prayers of atonement. Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 30th, 1984. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.